This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police and protesters clashed on Sunday as tens of thousands marched through the central city wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on facial coverings. Police fired tear gas while some protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at police. Pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok says Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has taken away the democratic rights of the people.
Carrie Lam is saying that whatever I say is law, is law. Whenever I say it applies, it applies. Whenever I say it will be repealed, it will be repealed. The people has no say. The Legislative Council has no say.
For the last 4 months, the city has been engulfed in unrest as democracy advocates engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight against what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy and civil liberties. A second whistleblower has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog about U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A lawyer for the original whistleblower tells the Associated Press he's representing a second person who works in intelligence who has information that backs the original complaint. Mark Zaid says that second whistleblower hasn't filed a complaint with the inspector general yet, but has firsthand knowledge of the president's dealings with Ukraine. The original whistleblower complained that President Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the upcoming presidential election. Trump maintains he's done nothing improper. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Voters in Kosovo are electing a new parliament today amid calls for leaders to resume dialogue with Serbia over normalizing ties. Some 1.9 million eligible voters cast their ballots to elect 120 lawmakers in the Balkan nation that became independent from Serbia in 2008. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq's Interior Ministry spokesman says an investigation is underway to determine the source of live fire that killed many of the more than 100 people who have died during 6 days of unrest in the country. Eight security members have also been killed during anti-government demonstrations. North Korea has angrily walked away from working-level nuclear talks with the United States. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
The first substantive nuclear negotiations in months between North Korea and the U.S. broke down after just 1 day in Stockholm, Sweden. North Korea's top nuclear envoy, Kim Myung-gil, says the talks failed because the U.S. would not abandon its old approach. The U.S. quickly disputed that characterization, saying the 8.5-hour talks went good and that the U.S. brought creative ideas. The breakdown raises the possibility North Korea will intensify its provocations days after testing a new medium-range ballistic missile. But the North's decision could also amount to a negotiating tactic meant to raise pressure on Washington. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Portugal's Prime Minister Antonio Costa looks set for victory in the country's election, though he will likely need the support of other parties. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Portugal's centre-left socialists are expected to hold on to power and win more seats in Parliament as voters head to the polls on Sunday. But the question is, who will help prop up Prime Minister Antonio Costa's government? After 4 years of economic growth, opinion polls suggest the socialists will win the election with between 36.5% and 38.8% of the vote. That means Costa will have little option but to ask other parties for support. When he took power in 2015, Costa won the parliamentary support of two far-left Eurosceptic parties. 4 years on, and the love affair has waned, with the hard left demanding more public spending and accusing Costa of veering to the right.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Saudi Arabia has lifted some restrictions on women traveling in the ultra-conservative Muslim kingdom. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The easing of strict rules on social interactions comes after Riyadh launched its first tourist visa scheme as part of efforts to open up the country to foreign visitors and diversify its oil-reliant economy. Authorities have said that women will be allowed to rent hotel rooms with proof of identity. The same would be required of foreign couples without the need for them to present a marriage certificate. The move comes amid deep reforms over the past year by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, although critics note there are limits to the reforms and point to last year's killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. I'm Karen Chamas.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.